Gervais says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Feud, where two families have the chance to win $10,000 and a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. And all they have to do is peer into the minds of 100 random strangers. Pretty easy stuff. Time to meet our families. First up, would you please welcome back our carryover champs from New South Wales, the Toomey family. Okay. We had some fun, haven't we?
We've had some fun.
You've won some money.
Yes.
Remind us who's on board the team.
My wife, Fran.
Yes.
My daughter, Jade. And my sister-in-law, Bear.
Good to see you again, Bear. And ready to take them on tonight from Victoria, the Fraser family. Hi, Sammy.
Hey.
Good to see you.
You too.
Would you mind introducing us?
Yes, this is my husband, Peter, my father, Andrew, and my cousin, Rachel.
Righto. Team captains, round one, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name a musical instrument many people give up playing after a...
Oh. Saxophone.
Saxophone. Good try. Name a musical instrument many people give up playing after a few weeks, Sammy?
Guitar.
Guitar. Guitar is good. Hard to play. What's it like?
It's good. It's got advantages, definitely.
Like what?
Get a good view of you for a start.
It'd be easier for me if you'd talk out of your navel. Name a musical instrument many people give up playing after a few weeks.
I wish I was good at this. The drums.
Yeah? The drums? Yeah. Nice. G'day, Andrew. Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Tell us about yourself.
50, just turned 50.
Congratulations.
Used to be the head of the family. Obviously not the head of the family.
You've gone down the order.
I think I've been demoted to the treasurer. Come bill time, they sort of find me. They put me back at the end of the table. But up until then...
Is that because you're good at predicting numbers?
Yeah, I've been lucky a few times with the numbers, but...
What do you mean?
Well, they just come into me head sometimes, numbers. They just...
Is it good to anybody?
Oh, for sure. Well, I had 9 lucky people coming with me on a Tesla win. My 10 numbers, I go into the agency. I'm quite friendly with them and I said, look, there's a system 10. Why don't you get 10 other people to grab a system 10 and we'll all go in? And sure enough, the next day, we started up a syndicate and good news is we won $1.6 million.
Do you want to take a guess at what the scores are going to be at the end of the show?
352.
Oh, okay. For your team?
Hopefully.
Name a musical instrument many people give up playing after a few weeks.
I'll go with the piano.
The piano. He's good. He's good. Top answer. How are you, Rachel?
I'm good. How are you?
Welcome along.
Thank you.
Name a musical instrument many people give up playing after a few weeks.
I'm going to go with flute, just because I did that myself.
And you just went, not
a couple of weeks, I couldn't do it. Mm. Done.
She said, you can have the flute. Well done. You musical, Sammy?
Not very
musical?
So it doesn't help at this question.
What about an answer?
Yes. I'm going to roll with violin.
Violin?
It's tricky. It's tricky.
It makes a beautiful sound when someone's learning how to play it, doesn't
it? Oh, yes.
What about violin?
I'm leaning towards the trumpet.
The trumpet's not a bad one. Yeah. Name a musical instrument many people give up playing after a few weeks, Andrew.
The clarinet.
Good. Is it there? First strike. That's OK. Rachel?
Let's go with tambourine if you're really uncoordinated. Never know.
Does anybody take up the tambourine?
If you gypsies. Need to learn rhythm.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Andrew says gypsies. So what about tambourine? Second strike. The Toomey family could steal.
I would think possibly the recorder at school.
One of my many talents is being able to play the recorder through my nose.
I think... OK.
It kind of goes like that. You do not want to use my recorder afterwards. Yay!
I'm really running out of answers here, so I'm going to go for one out of left field. I'm going to go the triangle. I've got nothing.
But let's see if number seven is a triangle. It's not, I'm afraid. Sorry, Petter. Toomies.
Trombone.
Trombone's not bad, Jade.
Bagpipes.
Bagpipes is a bad idea. Good answer. Bad idea to play. Friend.
Keyboard.
Keyboard's not bad, Paul. Wonderful options to choose from.
Keyboard, trombone. Let's go keyboard.
Keyboard?
Yeah.
For the steal, give me keyboard. Isn't that number seven? No, it's not. So Fraser's get the opening points. Number seven is...
the tuba. I have a tuba and I want to play.
But apparently you need an accent to play the tuba. Look, guys, if you're going to win 5 nights in a row, you'll be taking home the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. The Outlander seats 5 with features including Mitsubishi's multi-communication system, dusk-sensing headlamps and CVT auto with paddle shift. Which is all pretty funny because you guys all sell cars for a living, don't you? Yes, they do. Now, here's a question for everybody playing along at home or the top answer to this one. Name something you can die. We'll compare answers when we come back right here on Family Feud. Two families are competing for the chance to win $10,000 before the break. I asked, name something you can dye. How did you go? The top answer was...
hair! Yeah.
Perfect, nice job. Give me Fran, give me Petter. Let's play.
Good luck.
My God, that looks ridiculous. We surveyed 100 people. The top 6 answers are on the board. Now, if you want a lot of money... who's the first person you'd give it to? Yes, friend?
Family.
You give it to family. Let's see. Ooh. Not the top answer, though. Hang on a second.
Beautiful.
Petter?
Good night, mate.
Hi.
How you going?
It's nice to see in the eyes.
It is.
What would you like to say? If you had a lot of money, who's the first person you'd give it to?
I'd have to say charity.
Ooh. Let's see if it's there. Not the top answer, though. Pass or play? We're going to play. It's a nice thing to think about, and considering that you guys have already won some, haven't you?
Mm.
You've got 10,000 so far in the kitty, which is nice. So if you won a lot of money, who's the first person you'd give some to?
Probably pay back my parents, or just give some to my parents.
Good. Is it there?
Hey!
Good job. If you want a lot of money, who's the first person you give some to?
Myself.
You would give it to yourself, Ben. Nice. Going well so far. 2 to go, Paul.
Friends.
Friends. You'd give somebody, would you really?
Yeah.
Just a friend in need or just a friend in general?
Yes. Yes.
First strike of the phrase. Righto, Fran.
I would give some to my children. Be quite specific and give them to my children.
Can I move in, Fran?
Yeah.
Oh, you know I loved you guys. Your kids. Perfect. Jade, at the moment, the Frasers currently have it on 84. You're yet to get on the board, but you're one away from a clean sweep here, so looking good. If you want a lot of money, who's the first person you give some to?
Ooh, I think most people, or some people, might give some to their partner or their spouse.
Yeah, maybe. If you really had to. Yeah, your partner or your spouse. And it's there! The Toomies do the clean sweep! Puts them in the lead! Magic effort, it's 97 to 84 right now, so we got a hot, hot, hot competition on our hands. Double points time too, just to make it that little bit of extra spice on top. Jade, Andrew, let's play.
We surveyed 100 people and the top 6 answers are on the board. Name something you would take with you to the zoo. Andrew.
Peanuts.
You would take... I know what you mean. I know what you mean. It's good. Peanuts. No, it's not. Not that good, apparently. Jade.
I would think a camera.
You would take a camera to take photos of the wonderful animals. Pass or play? Animal lover, Bear?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like my animals.
Yeah. Something you'd take with you to the zoo?
I would take my children.
You'd take, yeah. Of course you would. Great call.
I would probably take a lunch.
You'd take
picnic lunch?
Some lunch, because, yes. You know, your canteen's expensive these days.
Yes.
Give me lunch. Friend.
What I would take to the zoo?
Mm-hmm.
A backpack.
There's a lot of area to walk around, so you need to carry some stuff in a backpack. Aww. Good try. Jade.
I'm tossing it between a couple. Maybe sunscreen?
Sunscreen's not a bad idea. Second straw. The Fraser family could steal, so have a think, guys.
Wow.
Bear.
Water.
Take some water.
I will take some visitors.
You'd take someone with you, some visitors. Three strikes on the phrases. Rachel, what would you say?
I would say you take your family.
You take your family with you. That's pretty cool. Andrew?
I would say tourists.
Petter?
A pram.
Pram's not a bad idea if you've got some kids. Sammy? You're the boss. You're the boss.
I have my own.
Yep.
But I do like Rachel's.
What's yours?
Money. Because the zoo is expensive, no matter what state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think with that reaction, I'm going to go money.
Up top, let's do it.
Thanks, Fred.
Show me money on the board. There you go. Wow, Fraser. Grabs another bag of points. And Andrew's premonition is getting closer to a reality. Let's take a look at the remaining answer on the board. For some shade. So there you have it, 244 to 97. It's a tight tussle at the moment, the Frasers have it. Look, if you're playing along at home right now, you're going to love 10 Play, where you can actually play along any hour of the day. Now, you can also watch the highlights and the naughty things that don't sometimes make it into the show that you see on air. Head to 10 Play and look up Family Feud, and all the details are there. Triple points, everyone. Stick around. Do not miss it. It's a lot of fun after this. Andrew said 352 was his predicted potential score. You're now on 244. Sammy's crossing
I'm
the fingers.
I'm crossing everything.
You might be onto something, Andrew. You might have an extra gift.
As long as it's on that side.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. It's the family who gets to 300 points, wins, becomes our champion family, and gets a shot at $10,000. And it's triple point time. Everybody, ready, Toomies? All right, give me Bear. Give me Rachel. Let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name something that's often placed in a corner. Bear.
Children.
Children are put in a corner. One more above it.
I'm going to go with lamp.
Let's see a lamp. Pass or play?
Pass.
You're going to pass, you're going to play. Name something that's often placed in a corner.
I'm going to go with an unusual one,
mm-hmm.
a Dirty Dancing theme. I'm thinking baby.
Baby! No one puts baby in the corner! Oh. What?
Bang!
Actually, I haven't asked you actually how tall you are, Peter.
6'9".
6'9". That's up there.
It is.
Name something that's often placed in a corner.
Something that we're doing at the moment is putting a desk in the corner.
Yeah, a desk goes in a corner. Second strike, I'm afraid. Toomies can steal. Andrew.
Something I do a lot and watch a lot of, the TV.
The TV's often placed in the corner to maximise the space in the room. Woo! Good one, Andrew.
Name something that's often placed in a corner.
I'm going to go with, because I have it at my place, a chair, like a reading corner.
OK, let's see. We've assembled a pretty tight team here.
They're not bad.
Not bad at all. Name something that's often placed in the corner.
Going along with that line, a table.
Table could go in a corner. Two away from a clean sweep right now, Petter.
Pressure's on. I'm thinking a vase, like one of those nice big vases you get.
Sort of a big decorative vase.
Yeah.
Let's see, vase on the board. OK, that's three strikes. Over to the two me's. We got ourselves a shootout. Bear.
Bookshelf.
Bookshelf could go in the corner. Jade.
Plant or pot plant? Or
maybe. Fran.
I'm going with the pot plant.
Excellent. Paul, this is where you got to step up, my man.
I'm going to do what Jade and Fran said and say pot plant. Is that strong enough?
Louder.
Pot plant.
Stronger.
Pot plant.
He said a pot plant. Whoa! Toomey, take it to 3-10 and become yet again our champion family. And if you're wondering, the final answer is... Rubbish bin could go in the corner, which means it's a farewell to the Frasers. Petter, a lot of fun. Andrew and Rachel. You have a good time?
Amazing.
We're going to make sure you don't go home empty-handed. We're going to give you a gift card for $1,000 from your local Better store. So that's Better, isn't it? They are the Frasers, fun, fabulous family. Toomey's, fast money time, let's do it. Righto, you're back in our soundproof booth, is that OK?
Yes, Professor.
Head up there. And he's a pretty good bum.
How embarrassment.
I think I inherited it too.
Is it a thing, is it? Is the Toomey bottom a thing?
It's a thing.
It is
it's a thing.
That's it, you've got to be proud of that.
Yeah, sometimes.
Except when your dad does it in front of the whole country.
Which he just did. Doesn't matter, though, because we're going to shoot for $10,000. We do Fast Money next on Family Feud. Well done.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Time here on The Feud. Let's see if the Toomey family can win some cash. It's been a bit of a fun night tonight.
It has.
Now, if you and your dad get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. You know that because you've already done it once. He's now in our soundproof booth, courtesy of Best and Less, and can't hear your answers. And he's shaking that famous Toomey bottom. I'm going to ask you 5 questions and give you 20 seconds to answer, OK? Now, if you pass, we'll come back at this time, and the clock starts at the end of the very first question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
20 seconds on the clock, please, and good luck. What's something that you'd call someone when you can't remember their name?
Mate.
Name something a woman might have an expensive taste in.
Perfume.
Name an activity that involves a bench.
Cooking.
Name something you associate with peanuts.
Elephants.
Name an animal that weighs more than a human.
An elephant.
That's economising your answers. Let's go.
I don't know.
You did really well there. I think you answered elephant for every question. What's something you call someone when you can't remember their name? You said... Hey! It's great to see you. Survey says... Fantastic. Name something a woman might have expensive taste in. You said... Perfume. Survey says... 7. Name an activity that involves a bench. You said... Cooking does. Survey says... 18. Name something you associate with peanuts, you said?
Elephants.
Survey says? Ooh. Not as high scoring so far as you have been in previous nights. Name an animal that weighs more than a human, you also said? Elephants. Survey says? Nowhere. Well done, Jay. Get back to family through the board.
Tom Holligan.
She makes life easy for you, mate. Yes. You know, she looks after you.
Yep, let's hope so.
She deserves more pocket money.
Okay.
Because you only need 68 to get $10,000.
Okay.
We can do it this time.
All right.
You get the same five questions, and as you're the second player, you'll get an extra 5 seconds, okay? Sure. Yep. If you pass out a question, I'll ask it again if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. Yes. Can we remind everybody of Jade's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Paul.
Thank you.
What's something you'd call someone when you can't remember their name?
Mate.
Try again.
Buddy.
Name something a woman might have an expensive taste in.
Jewelry.
Name an activity that involves a bench.
Carpentry.
Name something you associate with peanuts.
Monkeys.
Name an animal that weighs more than a human.
Elephant.
Try again.
Whale.
Feeling now?
Not fantastic, but okay.
Can I just point out right now that your daughter is a star player?
Yes, I agree.
In the three times she's played Fast Money around, she scored 142, 137, and 132 as she has done just then.
It's going down, but.
What is something you'd call someone when you can't remember their name? You said. Buddy. Survey says. 8. Jade had the top answer.
Yes.
Name something a woman might have expensive taste in. You said jewellery. They like it and they're onto it because it's the top answer. Now I'm excited.
Oh, I'm excited. 27 for $10,000.
Ooh, you can tell when I get excited because my voice goes up. Name an activity that involves a bench. You said carpentry. How do you feel about that answer?
Yes.
So-so. Mm. Survey says 8. Weights was the top answer. So like bench pressing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we now need 19 from the final two answers. Fingers crossed for the Toomies, everybody. Name something you associate with peanuts. You said monkeys. Survey says. Oh. Peanut butter was the top answer.
Peanut butter.
Oh,
God.
No.
Oh, no.
33, 8, 41.
You need 10. Are you doing the maths on how many you need to get through a 10?
No, I am.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
I'm trying to catch Jade.
Name an animal that weighs more than a human. You said. Whale does. It's kind of, yeah, accurate, but has 100 Australians said that when surveyed?
Probably not.
We need 10 or more for $10,000. 10 from 10. Survey says.